The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without proper eating, drinking, merrymaking. But you know the consequences: heartburn, hangover, weight gain. Well, who better to kill joy for Christmas? It's always a pleasure to see dietitian Orla Walsh, who'll keep us between the ditches on what's sensible and so on. You're most welcome. You're keeping well, Orla?
I am. I'm keeping very well, thank
and
you.
Keeping, you're looking the picture of good health. You must be eating properly and
lots
not
of
imbibing
vegetables.
Too much.
No. A morsel of tasty food does not pass my lips.
Okay, so let's start with the calorie counting. What's the kind of scores on the doors when it comes to do's and don'ts of turkey and then mince pies and plum pudding? What are the worst offenders for calories?
Well, certainly not the dinner itself. So it's very lean meat. So it's lean turkey, it's lean ham. I suppose the things on the plate that might rack up the calories would be the likes of the stuffing.
I love the stuffing.
I know, I love it too. As well as things like the potatoes. So if the potatoes are cooked...
Am I allowed to have butter on my potatoes?
Well, if there's enough fat in the cooking, you probably don't need butter as well. And you'll have gravy, of course.
Now, cranberry sauce, would you allow me a little of that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or can I smother it in it?
No, you can use that. That's one of your five a day.
Okay. That's okay. Now, so what you're saying is, and like if you had a starter of smoked salmon, that mightn't be too offending with the salad?
Smoked salmon is hard to overeat and certainly not salad is always a winner. So I guess really with Christmas, the Christmas period is, it's the entire month. And it's everything done in the lead up as well as in the aftermath. So it's not necessarily the Christmas dinner per se, but it's perhaps the chocolate that is lying around the house. And a lot of the desserts at Christmas time only appear at Christmas time. So when we see them, we lure into them because there's something special during that period.
Well, let's focus on the desserts. So plum pudding with brandy butter, lashings of it. Then you have mince pies, again with the fruit in it and the richness of that. I suppose you're saying a glass of water, are you?
Well, I suppose, you know, again, one of your five a day, they are high fibre puddings, which is in their favour. And it's probably the, you know, considering there's a lot of stodge eaten at Christmas, it'd probably keep people regular. So I would couple it that with a glass of water for a bit, for health reasons.
But you're not totally against plum pudding?
No, absolutely not. I guess what I would encourage people to do is to eat only what they actually really enjoy eating, which sounds like a very basic thing, but for many people, it's not what many people do. And also to acknowledge that how much we're enjoying it and how much we want it, you know, every bite becomes less enjoyable. So the first bite really is the best. So I guess it's to make sure that people are eating slowly, enjoying it to the maximum.
That's a key point, because you used to always say chew, chew, chew. You like really slow mastication of your food.
That is what I'm into, of course. And I would really strongly encourage that, because the problem is that if we eat too fast, we can eat too much and then we feel poxy, and you don't want to feel like a plum pudding yourself after you eat.
Well, that's kind of inevitable, isn't it? Because it's like it's the biggest meal of the year, and it just is like it's just decadent indulgence. Really, that's part of the tradition.
It is certainly, I suppose, but I guess it's everything around those days and around.
Yeah,
that
because
dinner.
The people say like one meal wouldn't make you put on weight. Is that true or not?
You would have to work really hard to have one meal and to put on weight. It's really what our body reflects what we continuously do. So if we're continuously overindulging, yes, our body will gain weight. And for a lot of people, that's hard to shift after.
Okay, absolutely. January blues. Now, it doesn't stop there, unfortunately, because people like maybe a Prosecco or something to start with. They maybe like red or white wine. They maybe like a liqueur afterwards, and maybe some of the chocolates have liqueurs in them.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on the booze question?
So there is a lot of alcohol taken in at Christmas time, and it does exacerbate the heartburn that a lot of people experience, as well as a fighting among the family at the family table as well. So I sometimes think it's better if people were to hold back a little bit, not to lose their tongue completely, so that they're, you know, there's still a good atmosphere around Christmas. But we know with overindulgence of alcohol, it does lead to low mood the next day as well. So I encourage people to be a little bit more sensible with it, and just make sure sure that they stay hydrated and maybe get some time outdoors.
Have loads of water with your drink, perhaps. Yeah.
Yeah, or one of the most hydrating drinks out there is a pint of milk. So I encourage people to actually have a pint of milk before bed to reduce the ill effects of alcohol the next day.
And in passing, how many calories would be in your average glass of wine or a bottle of beer or whatever?
So there's around 200 calories in your average kind of pint of beer or a large glass of wine, and there's around 100 in one spirit, unless of course they're home measures, in which case they could be much, much higher.
I know. I've a heavy hand myself. Now let's talk about heartburn. What is heartburn?
Heartburn, I suppose, is when you overfill the belly, and or sometimes there's issues with the muscles at the top of the stomach, and the food comes up and the acid comes up and it burns and it really hurts. And people can suffer from it over the longer term or in the shorter term at Christmas time. And there would be a lot of people turning up to A&E thinking they're having a heart attack when in fact it's just heartburn. So it can be quite painful and distressing for people to experience. Other things exacerbate it, such as pregnancy or having a big belly. So Santa would certainly suffer more heartburn than others.
Okay, and what, can you take just an antacid? You know, those kind of pepperminty flavoured ones that you suck on and...
Yeah, absolutely. You can take over-the-counter medication to reduce that if you do want to keep eating as much as you clearly do,
like
Ivan.
That, Orla.
yes. But yeah, you can. They help with some of the symptoms.
Okay. Now, I suppose... Would you also be recommending maybe to take a good walk on Christmas Day to just clear your head, clear your mind? Can you walk off, you know, calories?
You can. I suppose we shouldn't look at exercise that way, in that it's something that we do just to burn off calories or burn off food. But you can. So you burn around 5 to 7 calories per minute of walking. But really the benefits of getting outside in nature and walking go far beyond even physical health, but also mental health too. But walking, any sort of movement would be good for circulation.
What would you recommend a day? 3 or 4 kilometres or more?
Certainly 30 minutes a day.
Okay.
And we know that even 30 minutes a day on most days of the week will be enough to lower people's blood pressure if their blood pressure is high. So it's quite impactful.
Finally, what are the good swaps that you can do that are more healthy?
I would just say swap some of the food in your plate for more vegetables. And also really just, as you know, chew your food lots so that you end up only eating the amount that you truly want to eat and the amount you truly enjoy, just to limit the ill effects of how you feel after overindulgence.
All right. All your go-to tips to avoid overindulgence, to specifically deal with heartburn. Fizzy things are bad. You were making that point. Yeah. Like you're better to drink still water rather than fizzy water.
Yeah, gas goes in, gas has to come out. So you might be burping or farting more or a bit
right.
bloated.
Charming. All right, dietitian Orla Walsh with all your Christmas tips. Thank you indeed for
Thank
a
you.
Healthy Christmas.
Thank you for having me on, Ivan.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.